540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Millions of people are feeling the heat again today, and it's not just getting worse. It's spreading. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is in Phoenix.
We're in this for quite a while yet, and again, it's that prolonged heat that becomes more serious.
Forecasters say summers like this one could be here to stay, prompting this urgent warning from U.S. climate envoy John Kerry.
The climate crisis is a universal threat to humankind, and we all have a responsibility to deal with it.
Meantime, folks in Dorchester, North Carolina are dealing with tornado damage.
It's just material. This stuff can be replaced. It's all about family right now, just pulling together.
More storms are possible in the mid-Atlantic. Former President Trump's bid to move his hush money case to federal court got rejected today. For now, it'll stay in New York. But as Trump's legal troubles stack up, the GOP will have to make some decisions soon. CBS's Major Garrett.
Sooner or later, the Republican Party is going to have to figure out for itself. Is the Trumpist Republican base the gravitational center of the party and no one else can really move it other than Trump? Or can that Republican Party define itself differently?
So far, many are still backing him. North Korea is not talking about an American soldier that crossed its border. Here's CBS's Elizabeth Palmer.
North Korea hasn't commented at all on the incident, and it's going to be a challenge to get information about Private King, let alone access to him, because the U.S. has no diplomatic representation in North Korea, and most of the Western officials who might have acted for the U.S. were forced to leave during the pandemic.
Northwestern's dealing with more violent hazing allegations.
Civil rights lawyer Ben Crump says he and other attorneys have received reports of hazing within Northwestern University's baseball and softball programs. That's in addition to growing complaints of hazing within the school's football program.
It is a toxic culture that was rampant in the athletic department at Northwestern University.
Northwestern fired Pat Fitzgerald as head football coach last week. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
No time to work out? Just wait till the weekend.
Guidelines recommend at least 150 minutes of moderate to vigorous physical activity per week for overall health. And this new Mass General study says it's okay to do that over a weekend. Lead study author Dr. Sean Kershaw.
It's the total duration that matters, less how you spread that out.
CBS's Matt Piper reports it can lower your risk of heart disease and stroke. Well, folks are feeling pretty lucky ahead of tonight's big Powerball drawing. It's up to $1 billion. Here's CBS's Nancy Chen.
Robert Capo works at KB Liquors just outside of Chicago.
I do have $20 burning a hole in my pocket.
Capo said he plans to buy a few tickets of his own. If he won, he'd invest in.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network. CivicMedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles, and here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. With 53% of the vote, Paul Mladek secured a victory in the special election for the 24th District Assembly seat yesterday. The Republican will now serve as the representative for voters residing in the northern suburbs of Milwaukee. The district includes Grafton, Germantown, Menominee Falls, and Mequon, and was previously part of Milwaukee County but underwent redistricting. Waukesha's transition to a new source of drinking water from Lake Michigan poses risks to people and pets, particularly pet fish. It's due to the use of chloramines for disinfection. Kidney patients in Waukesha are advised to ensure that the disinfectant is not used in dialysis machines to avoid potential complications. The changeover will happen in September. With WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, That's design.garden.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Dominic, it's a hump day edition. Oh, Rojo edition.
Hey, happy days. Good to be with you. In studio, man. WAUK Studios. Kind of a last-minute call, but it's always more fun together.
I've been everywhere, man. I started my day in Racine County. Beautiful part of the state. WRJN. We've got a fine radio station.
Yeah, you were there Heritage. Yesterday, man. You're still there working hard, man.
I was working hard. I was up at 6:30. I should have had the good sense. I was doing some business overnight. Should have had the good sense to close both sets of curtains.
Oh, no.
Up with the sun, yeah. Gone with the wind.
Oh, man.
So, anyways, doing a little business down in Racine County. Then I went down to Kenosha County. And Dom, since, you know, I was down there in the state line district, I continued to depart farther south. You know, just driving the signals.
Well, yeah, you got to see what happens. You know, it is Illinois.
Maybe I'll save that story for a little later in the show. The 420.
420 break. Exactly.
Dom, let's start with Rojo. Oh, Rojo.
Yeah.
Very close, but in this case, it's Oh, Rojo.
Rojo.
So often he embarrasses us. Real quick, there was an election yesterday in the state of Wisconsin. I am very disappointed with the outcome, Dom.
Yes.
And I don't believe in electoral moral victories, you know. It was 23 and now it's 7. Yeah, but you lost. You lost, Democrats. You lost one more opportunity to try and carve back a legislative seat. And you lost the opportunity to continue to hold momentum. And Dom, from my point of view, this was damn close. This was a race that we, the Devil's Advocates, we, Civic Media, we, WAUK, WRJN, mostly WAUK, we could have done something. We could have done more.
Could have been a contender, Crudy.
Well, they got to, you know, want us to tangle with them. Republican Melotech defeats Tatterson in special election for the assembly seat. Hope Carnop reporting over at the Journal Sentinel. We won't linger here, Dom, because our team lost, but Republican Paul Melotech defeated Democrat Bob Tatterson in a special election Tuesday for an assembly seat in Milwaukee's north suburbs. Unofficial results show Melotech beating Tatterson
53.69% to 46.31%. Melotech, but, you know, I don't care what he did. He co-owns and operates several businesses and served in the Ozaukee County and the town of Grafton government. Anyway,
like, is he an election denier? Does he believe in insurrection if you lose an election? Does he believe his election was fair, free, and honest? Those are the things I'm curious about.
Dominic, Republican Party of Wisconsin Chair Brad, Brian Schimming.
Your buddy.
He's a radio dog. Schimming congratulated Melotech following his win, saying his experience as a successful small business owner combined with his service as a local county and town board will make him an asset to the state assembly. I have no doubt Paul will use his office to fight for the values of his district, fiscal responsibility, smaller government, and quality education to create the best environment possible for Wisconsin families and businesses. Tatterson, a retired engineer and advisor to a startup business, conceded the race after the results were tallied.
Oh, wow. That's kind of new these days. I mean,
a concession.
Republicans, see how that's done. If you lose the race, you concede the race.
Although I do not believe the results are in the best interest of this district, I completely respect the democratic process, small d, and the will of the voters. Our state and country needs unity. That is why I'm rooting for Representative-elect Melotech's success, even though we may disagree on how to address some issues facing our district and
state. Wow.
What a gracious
concession. Why? So he didn't call for people to go to the Capitol here in Madison and tell them it would be wild. He didn't do that part, right? He didn't say that you got to fight like hell or you're going to lose your state. You're not going to have a state anymore if you don't fight like hell. He didn't do that. He was very nice about it.
Not my understanding. Didn't want to burn down his country or his state, wow, near as I can tell. Dominic, in his campaign, Tatterson promoted abortion access and building the workforce through higher education. Both candidates supported fully funding law enforcement, although Melotech says he supports the Second Amendment riots. Pew, 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 pew. Tatterson pushed for common sense gun laws like red flag laws. Now, Tatterson, Dom, and, you know, relative to presidential or senatorial, these are meager special election kind of figures. Yeah. But Tatterson raised $103,612. And Melotech raised $37,251. So the guy, raised triple the money. The guy who lost had 103. The guy who won had 37. You know,
math on
interrupting.
The radio.
Don't interrupt me on the radio.
The victor in this case, the Republican, had like a third of the money raised than the Democrat.
Yes, these are all meager totals. And I would say, Dom, less than 1,000 votes, last time I checked, separated these two candidates.
Ben Wickler, our buddy, of course, he is the chair of the WIS Dems here in Wisconsin. He tweeted out, I retweeted it. You can find all of our tweets and retweets at Devil Radio. Here's what he said. A Republican plus 7.2 margin in a district gerrymander to have a Republican 24-point advantage. That's a terrific showing for Bob Tatterson, the Assembly Dems, and Greta Neubauer, and a big flashing red light for the GOP.
Yeah.
So total vote, Republican.
Yes.
Melotech, 6,455 votes, according to J.R. Ross, and Tatterson, 5,568.
Like 900 votes differential?
Yeah.
In a race of roughly what? 13,000 votes?
11,000 votes, 12,000 votes, yeah.
So I'm less concerned about the shifting tides because that doesn't get you a seat. That doesn't move the needle in the assembly whatsoever. And I realize there is some that say the Republicans tilted this district more to Republican advantage. Let's not forget they got the chance to recast the already Republican advantage
and make them just a little more gerrymandered.
Just a little more gerrymandered.
Gerrymandered with a little side of gerrymander.
But if we got 12,000-13,000 voters that turned out for this special election, Dom, I can't imagine the turnout is, I don't know, what, 10%? You couldn't turn out 12% of your team? You couldn't make some investment in holding momentum? Because right now, the Democratic Party had momentum. I mean, I give them all credit. I give Protasiewicz, you know, she effectively ran as a Democrat, even though they don't call Supreme Court justices that. She's about to be impaneled on the court here. And we would hope that that might have some impact on, let's say, the gerrymandered maps.
Yes.
But here's what I can say. With the benefit of, and I don't say benefit, but the electoral benefit of the Dobbs ruling and the current state of, you know, basically no legal abortions here in the state of Wisconsin, perhaps accepting the life of the mother. This is a very anti-Republican stacked deck. It should have shifted the electorate 16 points. It should have turned out enough people with a little encouragement. Could have turned out another 1,000 voters and turned that race. And yeah, I know.
All right, how much you got to spend to turn out another 1,000 voters, Crudy? And what's the return on that investment? Even if Tatterson gets in. If Tatterson gets in, that doesn't change the math at all.
No, it doesn't. Well, although you got to keep an eye on the supermajority and the overturning of vetoes of the governor because, you know, the math is really
pretty
close.
It was already a Republican quote-unquote seat.
It was already a Republican seat. And let's not forget, the Republicans have a two-thirds majority in the Senate, so they can overturn the veto of the governor in the Senate right now. So these every seat matter races, they do. Because with the gerrymandering done, we're cracked and packed as Democrats into like a third of the 99 assembly districts, right? Get half the votes and a third of the seats. Right. So what I would say is every election matters. And this one, I didn't hear from anybody. Now, I don't live in the district. You're a lot closer than I.
But I still don't live in the district. We had Tatterson on. We did.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. We reached out to his campaign. You know, it's the least we could do, right? But it was literally the very least that was done. There was no get-out-the-vote campaign that I could tell. There was no advertising campaign that I heard on the ever-so-powerful civic media network.
Or anywhere else.
Or anywhere else.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they did some.
Mailers.
Five color direct mailers. Five. Oh, God, man. I think it is part of the Democratic team's goal, or it should be, to start competing in these electoral races. I don't mean the top of the ticket. I'm Ben Wickler. You make it rain every election cycle. Congrats. Can we win some legislative seats for the love of God? You know what I mean? Can we even compete? That's my contention. When you don't even run a full slate of congressional candidates, at least not the last election, Democrats let two Republican Congress people uncovered. Grothman. There's not a better candidate in the sixth than Glenn Grothman.
Well, I mean, whose fault is that? I mean, literally, if someone decides not to run against Glenn Grothman, whose fault is that? Is that Ben Wickler's fault? Is that the party's fault?
I would like to see the party make a stronger recruitment effort. I think it is the party's responsibility, the Democratic Party. It's certainly the Republicans. They're out there seeking candidates if they've got an unfilled seat. You know, you don't think they got to go out and recruit somebody to run against Gwynne Moore or Mark Pocan? You know they're going to lose because all the Democrats get cracked into like two districts in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, this should have been a Republican plus 24, and it was Republican plus 7. You don't take anything away from that?
Not a...
I mean, it's
not one
it's a
iota.
You're a sports guy, Crudy. It's a rebuilding year. Come on, you take what you can get.
You could have kept momentum through the offseason, because next year matters a lot. You know, you want to make it rain? Tell you what, would have made it rain. Win in another race. Win in a legislative seat. But, you know, I'm just Crudy. What do I know?
What do you know?
Come back with us. 844-967-2789. Devils, happy hump day.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 64 tonight under partly cloudy skies with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms. High temperatures reach up to 82. Lows level off around 57 tomorrow night. Mainly clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 79 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. To the Devil's Advocates. Radio show phone lines are open. You can always join us at 844-967-2789.
I kind of feel like I was a gangster today.
Yeah.
Started in Racine,
baby.
Went down to Kenosha, and I was so close to the state line down, I figured I'd better drive our signal south until I bumped into a marijuana dispensary.
Well, I mean, you know, cannabis is legal in Illinois.
It is.
And when in Rome,
see what they're selling. So I went to a place. What's that little town's name?
The Mundelein or Mundelein?
Yeah, a little down like past Waukegan, past the split in the tollway. And so I go into this old place, and out front they got this big sign. And, you know, they got specials because they're doing commerce, right?
Right.
And you know what their special is? They've got the Thanks Dick special.
Thanks Dick special?
Yeah, Thanks Dick. Richard Nixon. Tricky Dick, who started the war on drugs 53 years ago.
Wow.
This week. So effectively, my entire life, somebody's been fighting my chronic usage.
I mean, I got to tell you, Crude, you show that the prohibition does not work.
53 years is long enough. And then they say, thanks, Dick.
Thanks, Dick.
From the Rise Dispensary.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I told you, I've also frequented the other dispensary on like exit number one when you go due south from Madison. I mean, it's pretty ironic. You can drive 45 minutes and it's like a different world.
Isn't that amazing?
But this was a new experience for me. They said, oh, how long would you like to join the frequent flyer club?
Yeah, right.
And I'm like,
yeah, you get a free joint when you sign up.
I said, well, I certainly enjoy this part of the state. I don't get over here so much. So I did not. I did not join the club. The Frequent Flyers Club or whatever it is, you know,
Frequent Hires Club.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. Frequent Buyers Club. You know how it goes. But I did find it to be a somewhat better experience than the Walmart.
A better purchasing experience.
Yes. So absolutely.
The environment of the store, the staff, the layout, that kind of thing.
As you pointed out, more like Starbucks, as opposed to like Walmart,
right.
Where they're just getting in line. Stand there because you don't actually see anything. You just are handed the packaging. They put it in a bag and say, there you go. I mean, they're friendly enough.
Yes.
But this is a better experience. And the fact that I could listen to one of our radio stations door to door.
Better. How about the pricing? Were the prices similar?
No.
No.
Cheaper.
Really?
Better price.
A lot
over
more.
Here.
Well, over here. There's a lot more
competition.
Yes, yes.
But on exit number one in yeah. South Beloit.
Just one.
I got to think they stick it to the tourists a little bit.
Don't they all?
They do. I would say probably 30% higher. in Beloit than it is.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's pricey over there.
Okay. Of course, taxes are similar, right? I mean, it's a state. I mean,
I think so. It's like 20. It was pretty high, like 17 and 8. I mean, there's a couple different.
There's some money being made. The government is making a little bit of money. Who would have thought that you could raise money, selling drugs? I mean, what a novel concept.
Fortunately, the bumper sticker was free. No taxation on this.
Put that on the back of the car, man. I want to see that.
The tricky dick. 53 years is long enough. Thanks, Dick.
Thanks, Dick.
And they've got this picture of Dick in the war on drugs. Don't be a dick. I heard someone, she said, well, you remember.
Like, I'm not that old.
I got carded the other day at a small town gas station, I feel like it was. And I'm like, I thought like there was a kid walking up with some
someone behind you.
Me.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And she's like, I'm going to need to see your driver's license. And I'm like,
you should have just took your hat off, man. I mean,
I'm not clear that I was wearing a hat, but she looked at me and she's like, our policy is for anyone younger than 30.
Anyone that looks like they're younger than 30 or 35 or something like that.
30. Yeah. 30. She said 30. 30. Yeah. She said, because I clearly had
come on. Was she flirting with you? Because you don't. 30.
I think she's got an astigmatism.
You look 30 when you were in college, man. When you're 20, you look 30.
I walked out to the car and I had my middle son, the middle kid. And he said, well, Dad, you kind of got a baby face.
that you do.
So anyways, at least I don't look like Tricky Dick Nixon, nor do I have a tattoo centered on my back.
On my back, Roger Stone style. Yeah. No, you just got one of me on your back, right? Dom.
I hear you have a Trump tramp stamp. Yes.
On my lower back, 844-967-2789. It's hard to believe 53 years of prohibition, of the war on drugs, man. And it's been an absolute failure, as evidenced by the fact that you were able to leave the prohibition capital of the Midwest, that's Wisconsin.
Yes.
Go across the border and not be persecuted for buying something that humanity's been smoking since humanity's been humanity.
Of course, federal law says you got to do all your consuming on that side of the border.
Sure you do.
So I had to load up, if you know what I'm saying. Because I'd hate to, be a criminal
of course.
Break any state or federal statutes in another more prohibitive state or district, if you know what I'm saying. So anyways, Dom, you know why I got to drive to Illinois? Have you met my senator?
Ron Johnson.
Do you know how much self-medicating I have to do living in the state of
Wisconsin?
I'm
wondering.
Ron's our senator?
I wonder with the way that his mind works, the senator. Senior senator from the great state of Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, if he was, eating paint chips when he was a kid, Right to try. He is. Right? He is the author of Right to Try. Try all the drugs. That's what Ron said.
I thought we had him down for legalized marijuana because he's a freedom dude, right?
Right.
What about my freedoms, Ron? What about my freedoms?
Well, you can have your freedoms as long as they are, match with what we think your freedoms should be, and then you can be free. Just ask every woman in the state of Wisconsin.
Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. We'll take your calls live in the Shaw, 540 AM, the Shaw 101.1 FM. More Devil's Advocates.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. It is another extremely hot day today in Phoenix, which has already broken records for the most consecutive days over 110 degrees. This woman says her family's trying their best to stay cool.
We rearrange our schedule. We're up when the sun comes up, before it comes up. And we're inside during the day, and when the sun goes down, we're out walking and going to the park.
Northwestern's facing more hazing allegations from its baseball and softball programs after current and former football players blamed the school for ignoring discrimination and sexual misconduct.
Fortunately, all of us were placed into a culture where sexual violence and sexual assault was rampant as a hazing practice.
Football coach Pat Fitzgerald was fired last week over it. And it's almost time to roll up your sleeves for flu season. Reporter Alexander Tin.
Tens of millions of flu vaccines are typically distributed by September. That's when the CDC says most Americans should start getting their shots.
The season peaks around January. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
With news on WAUK, the Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles, and here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. The fair is in the air. Jimmy Koska has the old news.
The Waukesha County Fair, the oldest fair in the state, is underway. The 181st running of the fair gets started with a special entry fee. Headliners this week include Low Cash, POD, Skid Row, and the Love Monkees.
One of the men that robbed an armored truck last week in Milwaukee didn't get away. A 31-year-old man was arrested in connection with the robbery outside of the North Shore Bank on Thursday. During the incident, three armored truck guards were present, and one guard, a 55-year-old man, was shot and hospitalized. Replacing a cattle pass along Highway 18 in Waukesha County will have part of that road closed for about a month. Starting today, 18 will be completely closed just east of County G. With WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
It's the Max Inc. Radio Concert Series at the Waukesha County Fair, Thursday, July 20th on the Whammy and Guitars for Vet stage, featuring Iron Plow, Karma Shotgun, and Talon. Music starts at 7:30, hosted by WAUK's Don Brown. The Waukesha County Fair on the Whammy and Guitars for Vet stage. Find more info at guitars4vets.org. Presented by WAUK 540 AM, The Shaw 101 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fry-yays. With WAUK.halfoffdeal.com, you'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and events. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on tickets to the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. That's right, save 50% on tickets for this year's Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd. The Milwaukee Air and Water Show continues to be Wisconsin's premier free family event of the summer and one of the top air shows in the Midwest. Gates open up at 9 a.m. both days. Have a splash with a water show from 10 to 11:30. Be amazed with the air show at 12 p.m. and witness the Blue Angels around 3 p.m. For more details about the event, log on mkeairwatershow.com. Save 50%. See the show, the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WAUK.halfoffdeal.com. That's WAUK.halfoffdeal.com.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, playing some Skid Row.
Why?
Skid Row, the headliner at the Waukesha County Fair this Saturday night. You're going to want to catch them. VIP seats are sold out.
Oh, Youth Gone Wild, man. It's been a while since I was Youth Gone Wild, man.
It is, my understanding, it's not just Skid Row. Oh, it gets better. Skid Row, Warrant, and Winger. In the Gang's All Here tour. And they're headlining the Waukesha County Fair this Saturday night. Now, we've done the fair. We've broadcast from the fair. Yeah. It's been a few years. Pre-pandemic, we broadcast with our Waukesha friends at the Waukesha Fair. I think we split a booth with the Waukesha Dells.
Oh, wasn't it raining the one time? It was like some storm blowing through. We were inside the building.
Oh, that was a... Yes, we... had that experience as well.
Okay. Yeah. See, I kind of remember some of these things.
Yes. I had forgotten about the in the building when the storms blew through.
Oof, right.
We've also done it outdoors. Dom, Ron Johnson, let's turn our attention to the headliner.
Do we have to? Do we have to?
Yes. Yes, we do. Because he's made a lot of news, Dom. He's making news. He's making headlines.
For all the wrong reasons.
He's making... Isn't he making you proud? Don't you feel proud, Dom?
I feel proud. You know, that's just my, you know, pride. But Ron Johnson does not make me proud, no.
Real quick, before we turn to Ron, let's talk about a guy who probably will never be a U.S. Senator. Tom Tiffany from the great state of Wisconsin. Congressman.
Yes.
He is the most heavily rumored possible entrant to the contest to get their ass kicked by Tammy Baldwin. You know, next year she's on the ballot. No Republicans so far stepping up.
Not yet.
And Kurt,
listen, there's plenty of time for a Republican to get in this race and take on Tammy Baldwin. Don't worry about it. Plenty of time.
Tom Tiffany. And wait for it, Dom. In the second quarter of 2023, the prospective Republican senatorial candidate raised $114,000. Let's not forget, Bob Tatterson, candidate for special election in Assembly District 24, who had no ads that I noticed. He raised over $100,000 in the quarter.
And he doesn't work. He's not in Congress. No.
He's not even in the Wisconsin State Assembly.
He's not in anything. And he raised almost as much as Tom. Yeah.
Tom will also not be a U.S. Senator, Tom. Tom, you're not going to make it.
Well, let's compare. And he hasn't announced, so maybe if he did announce, he'd have some bigger fundraising totals. But the incumbent,
Woody?
Senator Tammy Baldwin, she took in more than, $3 million last quarter.
$3 million to $114,000. You know, that's Bob Tatterson sort of money. So Tom Tiffany will not be joining Rojo in the U.S. Senate. Wanted to get that out.
All right.
Just establish the ground rules. Tom, with fundraising totals like that, you couldn't take care of the Devil's Advocate's bar tab.
Not Tom.
But let's talk about Rojo. Oh, Rojo. What'd he do, Dom? Why don't you leave for once?
There's so many to get to.
What about this video? I observed a YouTube video. Let me make sure I properly reference what this is called. Well, YouTube, but the video itself. Investigating corruption in Washington, D.C. And this is a video by a guy named Tommy G. Tommy G, apparently an influencer. He calls himself the craziest documentarian on YouTube. And he's, you know, like the kids today, talks fast and he walks fast. Claims he's sort of a nonpartisan. You know, he thinks they're all corrupt. Does that make you nonpartisan or just... That's how we set up this interview with U.S. Senator Ron Johnson.
And you listened to some of it. I could not stomach it.
It's about 20 minutes overall, and a lot of it features Ron.
I put on some Tom Petty.
Well, we've had Ron on for long form, but yeah, I listened.
Did you take anything away from this Tommy G interview with Senator Ron Johnson?
Well, first and foremost, we have been in U.S. Senator Ron Johnson's office, and he's got the 10th Amendment stenciled on his wall. And we took photos with it. And he also walked this guy in there. Like, he takes anybody
he
in there.
He does, man.
And then this Tommy G character was interviewing, like, his congressional aides and asking them very important questions like, was Epstein murdered? I mean, this is the tone of the questions the young YouTube Tommy G influencer were asking our senator. And Ron didn't seem taken aback by any of it. Ron was down for the conspiracy.
Ron's already kind of hip to the conspiracy stuff. So, he's not shaken by these kinds of questions.
Bill Glauber and Lawrence Andrea, little coverage of this video. I also observed the video, so I feel like, you know, I got a firsthand accounting to give to our audience, Dom. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson said it's certainly possible government agencies were involved in the assassination of former President John F. Kennedy. He actually said, like, yeah, it's possible. And called the death of a sex offender and financier Jeffrey Epstein fishy. during a wide-ranging interview released Tuesday by a popular YouTuber. He had like 750,000 followers this Tommy G. I think it's certainly possible, yeah, the Wisconsin Republican responded when asked by YouTuber Tommy G if it's possible that U.S. agencies were involved in the JFK assassination. Now, I would point out, when they said agencies, he literally had the logo of the CIA appearing on the screen. Now, I'm not saying that Rojo would have had the benefit of the post edit, but that's who Tommy G was talking about. The American public deserves the truth, and we haven't gotten it, said Rojo. There's more, Dom.
Well, okay, go ahead.
There's so many unanswered questions, so many witnesses that just died, so many leads that weren't followed up on, so much evidence that obviously should have been collected that people have been prevented from collecting.
Ooh.
We're talking about 1963. I was not alive at the time of JFK's assassination.
All right, so is it a fair question to ask anyone?
It's a little bit of a strange question. I mean, if you said, hey, let's go to the bar and get hammer drunk and talk about life.
Talk conspiracies? Sure.
Hey, man, do you think the U.S. government was involved? Yeah, I mean, sure. I've had some conversations, Dom.
Right? And what was your response, Creedy?
Well, I've seen the Oliver Stone movie.
I saw JFK, man, back and to the left. You know what I'm saying? I'm a patsy. So, we know those things. We've seen the Hollywood version of it.
Well, that was just a start point for the conversations, Dom. Johnson's comments on JFK's death were just one of several conspiracy theories the Las Vegas Republican entertained during the interview with the Tommy G. Again, he's the YouTuber who bills himself as, and here's the quote, Dom, the craziest documentaries on the video streaming website. Documentaries, you would think he would say. But there's a few times where there was some, and I know I slip up too, but this guy had a few grammatical things. But I'm like, did he mean to say that? The pair also touched on the circumstances surrounding Epstein's death in a jail cell in 2019. Now, this guy went out and, as near as I could tell, asked a bunch of Ron Johnson staffers, like really caught him off guard. You know, they must have been doing pre-interviews or something. But I would suspect that Ron knew that this was the tone of the interview that he was taking part in. And not only did he take him on the strolling tour of the office, because he did that to us, but they went out in D.C. together. Down there, out strolling the streets
out on
together.
The town together. I'll jump in here, Crudy. Among the other questions the YouTuber asked the senator, do you believe there's anything fishy about the death of Jeffrey Epstein? Well, certainly it's fishy, Johnson responded. The cover-up of the list of individuals that visited Epstein Island is pretty fishy, he said, before claiming that, quote, it's mainly people on the left that Jeffrey Epstein was courting and that took advantage of his island pleasures. Wasn't Trump on one of those plane trips? I think we should have a full investigation of Jeffrey Epstein and his activities. And I like this one, Crudy. Ask who he thinks a remarkable character in the 24 presidential election. Johnson pointed to Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s Democratic campaign for president, noting he shares a lot of views with Kennedy on the coronavirus pandemic.
They believe in all the same conspiracy theories now.
Both men have publicly sowed doubt about the efficacy of the vaccine and pushed back on public health institutions' poor response to the pandemic, largely citing mischaracterized or incomplete data. I guess my follow-up question to what's the guy's name? G? Tommy G?
Tommy G.
Would he follow up and say, hey, do you think the coronavirus was engineered to spare the Jews? Because that's what Kennedy implied or said recently.
Well, he did basically say, Ron, did you find it ironic that, you know, the Wuhan leak story was suppressed on the social medias? And now it's pretty much accepted, according to Tommy G, that that's the most viable, likely outcome of why we have a coronavirus pandemic. I'm like, eh, is that a proven thing? Or did you learn that on YouTube?
Does it even matter? Does it even matter? To Ron Johnson, it doesn't.
A spokeswoman for Johnson confirmed that Johnson's quotes in the video were accurate, but condensed for time. Now, you know how the young Jacob, when he... Occasionally, you'll see some Devil's Advocates videos on the TikTok. We didn't edit those. That's the young guy. That's Jacob.
Right.
Jacob does the editing. And the kids today, they do these little mini jump edits where they take all your breaths out. You know, sometimes Dom tends to linger on a breath or something.
Well, so I've done a fair share of editing in my time, man. Yeah, you only got so much time, and you don't need to spend it breathing.
But you do wonder if there were any words that were left out or sentences or whatever. Because it's one thing to do it and just take out all the little mini gaps, but you don't know. Because literally, it could have been one sentence, and then it could be 10 sentences later, and you wouldn't know because he strings them right together. In regards to
Tommy G's editing, that's the danger of any media organization or Tommy G and everyone in between editing.
She referred to a longer podcast interview from the YouTuber and also contended that Johnson's comments on JFK were not new. He's always believed the conspiracy theories, Crudy would attest. During the interview, Johnson referenced the book JFK and the Unspeakable by James W. Douglas, which argues agencies were behind the assassination. And Johnson has referenced the book on multiple occasions in recent months. Kennedy Jr., that's Bobby's kid, you know, Robert Kennedy Jr., recommended it to him. Apparently they're buddies now, hanging out and so in doubt about COVID vaccines and reading books, conspiracy books. The book's argument has been a point of contention, Dom.
I'm going to jump down here, Crudy. Johnson in the video also claimed divisiveness was the biggest threat to America and lamented that there are people, quote, that are just fomenting hate, that are exacerbating a divide rather than trying to heal this nation. Yeah, and you're in the party, man. It's the mega party. I mean, do you say that without any irony or any self-reflection or any analysis of what the mega has turned the grand old party into, Ron Johnson? He reiterated his distrust of federal intelligence agencies during a time in which Republicans on Capitol Hill have accused agencies like the FBI of being weaponized against conservatives and indicated he believes his phones and computers have been tapped. I just kind of assume they are. Well, Ron, when you were trying to run away from that, from the a reporter in Washington, D.C., and the time you pretended to be on your phone, oh, I can't talk to you. I'm on the phone. Now I can see your phone is blank, Senator. The good news is they weren't tapping your phone then.
A little bit more. He referenced Jeffrey Epstein, right? The fact that Epstein, well, he was always sneaking off with some Democrat, and they showed him a video of Slick Willie, Bill Clinton, and Epstein in some video. One of our texters on the text line said, "And don't forget, Jeffrey Epstein introduced Donald Trump to Melania Trump."
Oh, really?
He was out there bragging about it. And I found this at the Business Insider, so it's probably true. Jeffrey Epstein, the wealthy financier charged with sex trafficking, reportedly bragged he was the one that introduced Donald and Melania. Come back with us. Devil's Advocates, I'll introduce you to Don.
You're welcome.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays. With WAUK.halfoffdeal.com, you'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and events. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on tickets to the Milwaukee Air and Water Show. July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. That's right, save 50% on tickets for this year's Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd. The Milwaukee Air and Water Show continues to be Wisconsin's premier free family event of the summer and one of the top air shows in the Midwest. Gates open up at 9 a.m. both days. Have a splash with the water show from 10 to 11:30. Be amazed with the air show at 12 p.m. and witness the Blue Angels around 3 p.m. For more details about the event, log on mkeairwatershow.com. Save 50%. See the show, the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at wauk.halfoffdeal.com. That's wauk.halfoffdeal.com.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered storms tonight, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Lows around 64. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 82. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows dip down to about 57 tomorrow night. Mainly clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 79 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Phone lines are open. We'll go there next at 844-967-2789.
Demma, got a couple on the text line. Here are a few. Ben Wickler ran originally for the chair, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair, saying he was going to fight for every vote in every nook and cranny of the state. Apparently, some believe he hasn't done so, Dom. Here's another one. This one coming from the 414 right here in Waukesha, where we're at. Moron has no brain with which to think, just barely functioning brainstem. I have theorized he might be a White Walker. What else? One, Jeffrey Epstein was the one who introduced Trump to his future wife, Melania. Well, I give you credit. That one coming from the Chi-Town down in the 773. And all right, boys, you got the broadcast gremlin sorted. You've been quite good for the first hour. But there's room for improvement. Be great in the second hour, says Jeff from Sherwood. I'm not sure if he's so chastising or improving, you know, offering fair critique. 844-967-2789. Chris from Sun Prairie, welcome back. What do you got for us?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. Lamar Waldron and Tom Hartman wrote a book called Ultimate Sacrifice, and it's the definitive answer to who killed JFK.
Who did Tom Hartman, and I like Tom, he's a smart guy and researches copiously. What was Tom's assertion? Who did he think did it?
There was a lot of government influence as far as the CIA and the FBI and the Pentagon and so on and so forth. The book is called Ultimate Sacrifice.
Hmm. Yeah, but I want the cliff notes, Chris. I mean, who was? I mean, a lot of government influence. I mean, you know, that's pretty general, man.
It was pretty much the entire government, all the agencies, the FBI, the CIA, the Pentagon, all.
So they were all working together in a conspiracy to assassinate the president.
Correct.
And
what was a coup? Because there was going to be a coup in Cuba, which would have created a world war.
Interesting theory. Hadn't heard that one, Chris. Maybe the Cuba stuff, but not the everybody did it theory. Was it JFK?
Is it Harvey possible? Oswald? I mean, you know, we weren't there. So, you know, how do you know? No. Certainly appreciate the entertainment. You know, we talked about the Oliver Stone version of it, but if you're going to get into the conspiracy theories and you're going to have a conversation about those things, do you think that a U.S. senator should be engaging in those very conversations? Or because we talk about it, man, I don't know. Was the government involved? Possibly. I mean, I have the same answer that Ron Johnson does. So hard for me to I wouldn't change my answer just because I was elected senator. I don't know.
Well, here's the point, though. The book he references, this book drafted or written by Douglas. A review of the book, and I believe this is a conservative's review, John McAdams, he was a Marquette University political science professor. I think he had a row of his own, if I recall, Dom. But McAdams described the book, the unspeakable book about the assassination of JFK, and here's the quote: utterly uncritical of any theory, any witness, any factoid, as long as it implies conspiracy. McAdams said Douglas, the author, fundamentally doesn't care about what really occurred. This is the book.
Yes.
Review of the book being recommended.
Listen, just because someone writes a book doesn't mean it's worth reading, doesn't mean it's factual. I mean, it's like when the printing press came out and all, because, you know, when it was very rare to have a book to read, you know.
Hey, back off, Gutenberg.
I'm just saying, just because it's, you know, printed doesn't mean it's right or factual or true. I mean, come on, everyone, what are people writing books for? To make money. To make money. And why do politicians write books? To launder the money, because they can what? They can have their campaigns buy their crappy books. And then they can say, hey, look how many books were sold on the New York Times bestseller list. I mean, the whole thing is any book you read, you should take it with just as much a grain of salt as anything you read on the internet.
Well, fortunately, I try not to read at all.
Great.
Unless it's show prep, unless it's directly going to come out of my lips on the show. But, you know, reading for pleasure, that's a thing in my past.
I was forced to read as a young child during the summers.
No one had to force me as a young child.
Oh, yeah, I had to do book reports in the summer. During my summers, in between school, my parents still made me read even more.
But yeah, I had a job at the public library. And the summer before, I think it was my sophomore year in high school, I read like 75 books. And I don't mean those little flip books. I'm talking about, you know,
are you mostly there, God? It's me, Crudy.
A lot of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, the Sherlock Holmes, a lot of Agatha Christie. You know, I have a beautiful mind, much like Sherlock Holmes.
Sure.
I read a lot of books that summer. Yes. But here's the difference.
And what, you OD'd on it?
As an adult, I like the Grisham novels, but I do no pleasure reading. Like, as an adult, Grisham, one novel a year. That's it. Nothing I read is for pleasure. It's all for the sake of this show.
Well, you have fun doing the show, right? So it's all for pleasure. And we do it for your pleasure. 844-967-2789. Let's squeeze some calls in toward the top of the hour. Rocky from Appletown. What's up, Rocky?
Hey, Rocky.
Hey, hi. Long time. I read that Hartman book. He didn't say any of that crap. Hartman book, basically, he went and interviewed the mafia. The mafia hit. He went and interviewed them. Their dad, Kennedy's dad, made a deal with the mafia to leave him alone. Right. And Bobby broke it and went after the mafia. Everybody saw that in the press. The mafia tried to hit the Kennedys a couple times. They missed them, I think, in Florida. And I think Texas was successful. I believe, I don't know if it's over the book, there's a third one. As far as the government agencies, there's a big cover-up because there's lots of shenanigans going on that didn't want out. But the mafia killed him, and they interviewed the guy who ordered the hit a few months before he died. It's actually a really good interview if you read the book.
So then was Lee Harvey Oswald the guy to pull the trigger, or was he a patsy then, as he claimed?
No, he's a patsy. He didn't pull the trigger. I think the mafia guy said there were three people that were there for the hit.
A triangulated?
I mean, if you watch it, the way... Something like that. I don't quite remember. At least two, because if you watch the way the body went, there's at least two entry points just by the direction of the body.
Yeah.
And some people say there are three. And even in the Harvard books, they don't go into that because they said it's really hard to know how many hit. They know it's two for sure. Oswald is just a patsy, just like he said. You know, if you look at where he was to make that shot, I mean, come on. The book's actually really good. It's written... Tom Hartman kind of edited. Is a friend of his. I can't remember his name. He did most of the groundwork. But they interviewed everybody. And it's well-sourced if you want to go look it out. It's a great book. But it was just, it was a mafia hit.
We should pass that one along to Roadshow. Right. Read all the books, Rod.
All the books. Every one of them. Try them all.
Come back with us. Just not for pleasure, Ron. Like, sex for you. Missionary.
Yes.
Never for pleasure.
For God.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates. We're doing God's work around here.
Easy, It's the Max Inc. Radio Concert Series at the Waukesha County Fair, Thursday, July 20th on the Whammy and Guitars for Vet stage, featuring Iron Plow, Karma Shotgun, and Talon. Music starts at 7:30, hosted by WAUK's Don Brown. The Waukesha County Fair on the Whammy and Guitars for Vet stage. Find more info at guitars4vets.org. Presented by WAUK 540 AM, The Shaw 101 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And all